I'm George Walker, and the ballet department has an intensive workshop, and they close it out with a twilight turnout, Chance to Explore Ballet, Saturday, June 1st, 6:30, Musical Arts Center. Free performance, wide variety of dance styles, great opportunity for those new to the ballet world or just looking for a fun, easy family outing, perhaps, with a little Q&A afterwards. Our guests are the dancers, Haley Baker and Andy Da Silva. On the program, Jerome Robbins, Marius Petipa, Sally Street, Sasha James, Christian Klassens, and a new work by ballet faculty member Sarah Roth. Haley and Andy, thanks very, very much for coming in. Haley, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I'll be going into my senior year here at IU.
When did you start dancing?
I started dancing when I was like 3 years old, kind of the same story with a lot of us. But I started out just doing like jazz and tap, and recreational stuff, and then started ballet when I was about 10.
Uh-huh. Have you kept up either the jazz or the tap through your career?
Not really. I mean, especially at IU, we're kind of forced to pull everything out at some point. You kind of have to be versatile in the ballet world nowadays, so sometimes some of that stuff comes out, but not every day.
Really? Andy, where are you from?
I'm from Tampa, Florida, actually, and I just finished up my sophomore year, so I'll be heading into my junior year this upcoming school year.
Now, men frequently start dance a little later than women.
Yes, and that's correct for me because I actually didn't start ballet until the age of 13. And so I definitely have a little bit of a later start than everyone else. But you just got to catch up a little bit and then you'll be all good.
You're catching up a little bit. Haley, which dances are you doing? Who's the choreographer for the works that you'll be in?
We're doing some excerpts from Sleeping Beauty, which is the choreography by Petipa, and we're doing Red Riding Hood, the Cat's Variations, and then I'll be in Sleeping Beauty's Jewels. So there's four women on stage. It's very classical, straight technique, which is challenging for me. It's very regal and elegant, which I like.
Regal, graceful. As they say, everyone is beautiful at the ballet.
Hopefully.
No kidding. Andy, what will you be featured in?
One of the pieces that I'll be featured in is the Sally Streets piece, which is choreographed by Kira Nichols' mother. It's a Balanchine duet between a male and female dancer. It's definitely on the slow side of the music, very almost like love story kind of ballet. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how the two get to connect on stage.
Sounds like slow. That sounds like a lot of control.
Yes, very much so. It's a lot of partnering between the two, but it's actually pretty nice to dance on stage since it's just the two of you. You get to really feel the music just between the two dancers.
At the same time, a contrast between that and the grace of the ballet in the classical piece. So quite a variety on stage there.
Yes.
We're talking with two of the dancers who will be on stage for Twilight Turnout, Chance to Explore Ballet at the Musical Arts Center on Saturday, June 1st, 6:30, kind of a family-friendly performance. About an hour, hour and a quarter, and then there'll be short excerpts followed by a Q&A, chance to enjoy some dance, perhaps a family outing, a date night, or a self-indulgent evening. Our guests have been two of the dancers for the program, Haley Baker and Andy Da Silva. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.